Beat Red podcast, a podcast where we tell embarrassing stories. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. Then you tell your embarrassing stories. We're here to laugh with you and cry with you and cringe with you. It is embarrassing all around. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I said it first.
I stress about this.
You got to come up with something on the fly. I know, literally on the car drive over, I was like, I have nothing to talk about.
I don't want to go through the list of the things that happened this week.
No, but you've been going through it. You can go through your list.
Well, no. I mean, I'm going to say something so yes, political climate, the world is just what it is right now. It's so terrifying.
But we're living in.
I have this dialogue that was going through my brain on the way here, where I was like, you know what? If I was ever a politician, I would introduce legislation about people using their turn signals. That's all I got this week. I literally just like, because people won't use them and then they're turning. So you're like, they slow down and you're like, well, what? And it's just that they're turning, but they didn't turn their signal on. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or they get in the lane, you know, to the right. And you're like, okay, God, yeah, let's get around these idiots. And then they just turn, but they haven't used their signal. So
a lot of bad drivers.
It's just more like, that's all I got this week. Please use your signals. Please. On top of everything else that we have to put up with in this world right now, please just left signal, right signal when you just want to turn.
Just be a better driver.
Just be a better person. Katie, how was your week?
I know. I literally in the car. I'm not kidding.
Tell
I was like racking my brain. I'm like,
what's going on?
What did you do? Do you remember
thrifting?
Do you remember Kids in the Hall? I loved that show so much. I remember this one episode where one of the characters, I don't even remember what his name was at this point, the curly haired one.
Kevin?
Anyway, it's been so long, but he was like trying to figure out something to write. And he was like, write what you know. What do I know? And I always think of that. And I was literally like in the car right over. I'm like, what do I know? What did I do? What's going on? What do I have to say of any value besides, you know, just like, our minds are frazzled. Like we're living in like terror and fear constantly, that we are all just in states of anxiety, which is why this podcast for us is so important.
I love coming here.
We need some laughter in our freaking lives.
Please send us your embarrassing stories.
That's like such, you know, a joy point to check out and just look at silly, you know, videos and listen to funny stories. And we all need that more than ever.
Universal. It happens to everybody, you know?
Exactly. All around the world. Send us your stories.
All around. We're talking Singapore. We're talking China. We're talking Australia. We're talking
some other places. How many places do you know?
Mexico. We should do a song that's just like shouts out embarrassing stories about all
from around the world.
Yeah.
And they're all shitting your pants. happens all the time.
Everyone,
but Severance, I did watch Severance.
Nice.
It is. Did you start it yet? You have to start it.
I
am so obsessed. And the rabbit holes of all of the theories, because you don't know what's going on. I'm not going to give anything away, but you don't know what's going on. You're like figuring it out as you watch it.
Like Lost.
Not really, but I guess you didn't really know what was going on for that either, but it's really like, but you knew they had a plane crash. You just didn't know like the situation. Right. Like this, you don't know what they're doing. You don't know what's going on. Like they don't know what they're doing. It's crazy. Like it's such a cool show. So I just love it. I love it. And I'm on like the TikTok, the Severance TikTok of all the like theories of what's happening and people breaking down on the episodes. And
I love that.
So I'm checking out with that too.
I love that. Awesome.
But
well, I will say, I said I watched the third season of The Bear. I lied to you that day. I had watched like the two episodes and was like, I can't do this. This is too intense. And now I'm finishing it. And I will say,
it's phenomenal.
Oh my God. There is an episode in it. This doesn't give anything away, but like this scene starts with a woman biting a sandwich. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah.
And it's the worst day of her life. And that scene ends with her biting the same sandwich. And it's one of the best days of her life.
It's phenomenal.
And I love
chills.
I love that about what storytelling is. Like you can never stop making these stories because they're just so good. Yeah, I've been really lost in The Bear. So, well, that's it.
That's a great one to get lost in. I love it so much. Okay, so our next caller is my friend Genesee.
Yes.
Miss Vicious Design is her handle on Instagram and TikTok. That's MS Vicious Design. She is so talented. She is a maximalist, a vintage lover like me. She has impeccable taste. She's such a just fun, sweet person. And she has a really great embarrassing story to share.
I cannot wait for this one.
So let's talk to her now.
And she is so sweet.
Hello.
Genesee. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate. We love Yay. You. We're so excited to talk to you.
So when she told me that was you today, I was so excited. I feel honored that I get to like talk to you. I love your work so much. I love watching your stories and your designs and the way you put things together, the stories you tell. It's so inspiring. So it's so cool that you're actually like, we're hearing you today. So great.
Oh my goodness. I am the one that's honored. I'm so excited to be on the podcast because I listen to every episode and I am obsessed.
Yay! Yay! We love it.
Thanks for listening.
You're the best.
You are.
So I know you have a party tonight, so you can get right into it.
Tell us.
Okay.
And then ditch
so
us.
I've told you guys a few stories. Some are incognito and some are not.
I know. I know
this one. I do a lot of embarrassing things. This is one that might still haunt me because of photos. So 10 years ago, my brother got married in Kentucky at the end of June. So it is like hot and sweaty. And I was 5 months pregnant and I had just gotten diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, no.
Oh, so I'm like swollen, hot, sweaty. Like you get the gist, right? And
yeah.
His wife is from Kentucky. Well, she lived in Kentucky. And so I didn't know like her family or anything. And so we fly there. I swell a ton on the flight and I'm a bridesmaid and I don't know really anyone very well. And she chose those bridesmaid dresses that fit like everyone. So like even pregnant people and the top wraps around. Have you seen those? Like you can like wrap them and like 300 ways and
yeah,
then
it tents
over your belly.
That's
so
awesome.
That was great, except this is great for everyone, but she did choose champagne colored dress.
Okay.
So it's very light colored and you know, I don't think I'm alone, but when you're pregnant, your nipples start getting darker.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They get darker and bigger, yes. And your boobs are bigger, and yes. Everything is more obvious. And because I swelled so much from like my condition and the flight, like I gained 9 pounds that week alone because it was so crazy. And I swelled so big and my nipples and my boobs got so much bigger. And like you could see them through this champagne colored dress.
I'm sorry, that is so funny.
And I'm like mortified. I'm trying to like retie it 10 different ways. And I'm like, you can still see my nipples. You can see my nipples. And I'm part of the party. And I'm like, what am I going to do? So I'm telling her mom, who I don't know at this point, who's so nice. They're so nice. And she's like, well, we can get you these silicone nipple covers. And I was like, great.
That's
you're
a
saint.
Fix, yes.
So we get the nipple covers. I put them on. Everybody's trying to like help me get covered in this dress. And everyone's like, oh, it looks good. It looks good. You can see these nipple covers. Like you can see the edge of them.
Yeah. It's not seamless. I get it.
No, it's not. And this fabric is that like really thin, stretchy fabric.
Yes.
So like you can see everything under it.
Yeah. It's not built for hiding things.
No,
not at all. And you know, the whole thing, it's not about me, right? This is not my wedding.
But
it's
you're
not
front
about
and
me.
Center as a bridesmaid.
Oh my God.
I'm sure you look gorgeous though. Like I'm sure you look gorgeous.
I felt very beautiful except for this obvious thing on me. And everyone kept reassuring me that like, it was fine. It's fine. No big deal. And I was like, okay. And in the wedding was in a barn, like an old barn.
Awesome.
And like it had a platform. So like I had to walk up to this platform. I'm on like full display this whole time. And you know, we got through it. The wedding was beautiful. Everything was beautiful. Everyone was beautiful, you know, but the whole time I like went and rewrapped the top because I'm like feeling like you can freaking see all of me in this. And I had so many people at this wedding come up and be like, when are you going to pop? And I'm like, in 4 months. Like, I'm not doing clothes.
They're like, are you having the baby at the wedding? Like, is this going to be a surprise?
Don't worry. There's a doctor here.
You're like, I'm like, barely pregnant.
A cow.
Thanks.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, I must be giant. Thank you, everyone, for making sure I know this. But okay, whatever. So it's all just like, oh my gosh, it is what it is, you know? And I, at Christmas, because for Christmas, my stepmom, they printed all these pictures and framed them to give them to us for Christmas. And I opened the picture and it's me and my husband at the wedding. And you can see like these giant silicone round nipples in the picture.
You just got to Photoshop that and get it out of there.
That's what I said. Why didn't they Photoshop it?
They should have Photoshopped it.
I was shocked. I'm like, do you not see my nipples? Did everyone not see my nipples? And everyone at the wedding reassured me it wasn't that. But at Christmas, I knew that everyone was staring at my boobs.
And everyone got a framed copy of your puffy nips on the sleigh.
My puffy boobs. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's no way. And I was like, you guys can't.
Oh, that is so funny.
I walked around like that with a bunch of strangers because this is in another state. I don't know anyone
judging you
at the wedding.
You know what, though? Oh, that's a good thing that you were in a different state because you just like blew in, blew out of there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They will never forget you and your boobs.
Show some
your
nips
giant
and
puffy nips. They will never forget them.
Well, and the silicone really made them like pop out. So it looked like I have these weird, huge nipples. That,
like saucer nipples, like on there.
They're like, what is going on with this person? Why? Or they're just like, this is the most natural wedding that I've been to, and I appreciate it. Everyone is you know, virginal and just presenting themselves as they are. Yep. It's so funny.
Oh, I about died because the wedding, like, her family is very like formal, very, very, oh, I don't know, really nice, you know, and beautiful. But then other half of the family is like Kentucky. Like,
like that's
too.
Where my mom's from. I know
so it
all
like,
about
such, it was such a good mix of people and it was so much fun. But now I know that in the end, everyone thought I have giant puffy nipples.
Or they
and that's
thought.
The impression I made.
And in your picture of your puffy nips are on display in everyone's houses by their mantle.
That.
You're on the mantle of everyone's home. She gifted everyone that photo. You're like, thank you. Thanks so much.
People who do not look out with their pictures, they got to come in.
Yeah, you got to Photoshop that. But I love
can't
it.
Believe nobody else caught it. I think the photographer, like that with the professional photos, like, I think she might have helped me out a little bit or at least like brightened them a little bit because you can see it, but it's not as noticeable. But the ones my stepmom printed, I was like, oh my gosh, take that down right now. What are you doing?
And of course they're like, no, it looks fine. You're like, yeah.
I don't notice anything. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I think you should keep it because it's so funny.
It's hilarious.
You got to keep it. And just like, just whenever you need a laugh, just look at that. You know what I mean? Here you are. You're like, you bless you. You're like on a plane, pregnant, going through it. And then you got to like cover up your nipples. And then all of a sudden it's like, you can still see those nips. You know, like you can see those silicone nips.
You know, I did my best. We did our best.
You did your best. You did.
Oh, that's so funny.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing it with us and have an amazing night tonight. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Love you so much.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Isn't that funny?
I have to say.
And we don't have one like that either.
Just in general.
No nip stories
like that. Very self-conscious about my nipples.
Yeah.
I wish that I could be more open and like
free
the nip. Yeah, I wish I could. And we have friends like that who were just like, they wear pasties and that's it. Like they just like show up to the beach in pasties. And you're like, okay. I have never been, I always wore silicone, but for the longest time I wore silicone covers over my, in my bra.
Oh yeah.
Over my nipples. Yeah, because I didn't want anyone to see any like hard nipple.
So you did not buy the Kim Kardashian bra with the nipples built
in. No, wait. Did she sell something
yes,
like that?
Yes. Last year she came out with a bra that literally has nipples built in so people can just put it on and look like they have their nips hard all the time.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why? I wonder. I mean, like, look, I get it. I just mean, don't you think people, that just draws the attention to your boobs?
It does. There's no way that you're not, it's like headlights. There's no way that you're not attracting
attention.
So
you're up there and you're like standing up for PETA and you're like, you know what? These pets deserve better. And then you've got these nipples sticking out.
You got your nips out.
But you know what? I kind of, I kind of respect it.
I mean, do
it.
Your own, you know? If you want to free your nips, free your nips. There's
your
nothing
nips
wrong with
and
it.
And God bless.
If you're self-conscious, cover them up. Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want with your nips. Live your life, and no one else needs to tell you how to live it.
That's right.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at. That's what you believe. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to tell a story. So
let's hear it.
This is from Bridget in Scottsdale, Arizona, and she writes, I once worked at a restaurant that shall remain nameless. It was your typical cheese ball upscale restaurant serving American cuisine. They made us wear colorful tuxedo shirts and those extra long black tie up aprons no one can walk in. Have you ever had to wear those when you were working?
I never worked at a formal place. No, I've only worked at like informal, like,
cool, like
casual dining.
Places,
yeah, I've never worked at a formal restaurant.
So she went, however, the staff made it manageable. If you've ever worked in a restaurant, you know that with the exception of a few stinkers, the staff is usually full of artists or people aspiring to do other things.
That's the best part of the restaurant.
That's
is the community.
Best part.
That's how we met.
I know. And we met the best people.
Yeah. And we have those friends to this day, friends from 20, you know, plus years ago.
Yeah. They went on to do like all this great stuff. Okay. So she wrote, one of my closest friends and I agreed to work a Valentine's Day shift. I did it because it was going to be good money and I'd sworn off romance.
That's one of the worst shifts to work, by the way. If you've never worked in the restaurant industry, it's like the people who never go out that night, and it is a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. And there's so much pressure on everyone.
You're trying to turn and burn and everybody wants to hang out. It's a bad night to work. Don't do it. If you
don't
can get
do
out.
It. Don't do it. So my coworker agreed to do it because she was newly single and knew we'd have a great night making fun of people. We were assigned the latest in time, meaning we'd be the last out. Our manager assigned us to work a private party of 16 people out on the patio. The party was arriving around 9 and we were closing at 1, so a quick 4-hour windfall for us and then into the night for a drink. Or so we thought. Then we saw these douchebags. They were already drunk when they arrived. A group of 8 couples all dressed up. They instantly ordered a couple of bottles of champagne from us. Every time we went out there, there was at least one couple making out in front of everyone, and someone would chuck a cork at us from behind one of the patio pillars.
Oh, nice.
They thought it was so funny.
That's so mean.
They were also all close talkers. Someone drunkenly put me in a headlock, and that became the new game.
Try to put your server
in a headlock. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, God.
You would have kicked close people
talkers
out
in
so
general. Oh, I would have lost my mind.
You would have just been like, you're done.
And
get out.
You're fired.
And you're fired. Or you fire the people there. You're like, I'm sorry.
Out.
Everyone here is fired. Your whole party's fired. So she got put in a headlock. I guess they were trying to put both servers in a headlock. As the night wore on, these people found new and terrible ways of embarrassing us when we went to drop our clear plates. I think they thought this was all a joke that we appreciated because after every humiliation, they said, you're a great sport. And
oh, I hate those assholes so much.
It's too bad you're working tonight. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's too bad you're working tonight. What does that even mean? It just means like, what? Like
that you have to deal with us?
Or like.
Or that it's Valentine's Day
like,
and you don't have anyone.
I wish you could join us. I'm sure we'd be best friends. Like, you'd be hanging out with us if you weren't working. So stupid. All right. So she writes, we were darting in and out of there with targets on our back. They threw napkins at us. Someone hit me with a piece of cake.
What the hell?
Once we went out there and all the silverware was on the floor and they asked for new silverware as they cracked up.
These people are menaces.
They're psycho.
This is crazy.
And that's when you got to shut it down as a manager. Like, where is the manager?
Yeah.
Pretty soon, my pal and I decided to just cut them off and leave them out there. At about 11:30, one of the douchebags barged into the restaurant and yelled, where's our waitress? And I ran over to gently guide him back onto the patio. When I went out there, I was met with a chorus of boos, more thrown corks, and then prompt drink orders. We talked to the managers and they told us to just tolerate it until closing.
That's so messed up.
Isn't
they should have cut them off.
They
I cut people off all the time. You have to cut people off.
You have to.
Yeah.
And also, like,
they're throwing cake at them and
corks
and napkins.
Headlocks.
This is psychotic.
Like, who does that?
This is the worst. This party lives on forever.
This
is the worst. Yeah.
I remember looking at my friend at one point and saying, like, what do we expect from these people? That they be Prince Charmings and pay for our lives. It was so embarrassing. I'll never know who they were. They didn't tip.
Oh, no. No, that is an embarrassing story for the people that came in, not for the person that told it, because that's messed up.
Yeah, but like you're like just showing up to work and then you get hit by cork or cake and get put in a headlock. Like, what? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, there's parts of that job that are, woof, that took me right back.
I would, like, I know, me too.
So many memories of shitty people.
But you were in charge. I feel like you were the
best.
Not
when I was serving. I mean, I served for, a long time.
Yeah. But then you got to like be the one that.
I would have kicked them out for sure.
I loved it when you kicked people out back in the day. You would walk up to the table and just be like, uh-huh, mm-hmm. you got to get out of here.
You got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go.
You're done. Here.
Okay. So this next story, her name is Heather and her handle is The Raw Brunette on Instagram.
Yes, I love that.
So TheRawBrunette, The Raw Brunette. I saw her story on Instagram and I immediately jumped in those DMs. I was like, girl, you got to tell this on my on my podcast. And she was like, absolutely. So
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it when people say that.
Let's hear her story. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Heather. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red podcast.
Hi, Heather.
We're so excited to talk to you. Oh, don't be nervous. Your story is fantastic. I know it. Mary Kate doesn't, so she gets to hear it blindly.
I'm so excited to hear it. This is the best. Do not be nervous.
But it's a phenomenal story. Okay. So, yeah, you can't go wrong.
So excited to hear it.
Yeah, get into it whenever you're ready. And, yeah, take your time. We're excited.
Okay. So, a little preface to the actual story. So, I was preparing to go on a trip to Rwanda in Africa with my grandfather. And so in order to go, I had to get a series of vaccinations to enter the country. And I don't know what the standard is today, but in 2018, that's when I went, you had to make sure you were up to date with hepatitis. I had to get like a tetanus booster, but then I also had to get a yellow fever vaccination.
Yeah.
And so I went in to get all the vaccinations on the same day. I had to get them like 3 weeks before I went.
Yep.
And the nurse was administering them to me. And she mentions just kind of casually, like, some people have a reaction to this yellow fever one, just a heads up.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh, I have never had a reaction like to any vaccination. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Little did I know.
Oh, no.
You're like, thanks. No, thanks.
You're like, right. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll be, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
But 12 hours later, I was so sick. It literally was coming out both ends.
Oh, no.
Yellow fever.
I was
you
so
got yellow fever.
Violently ill from this vaccination. And so at this point, I'm like 12 hours later, I'm about 3 hours into being sick.
Mm.
And so I'm basically at this point out in my master bathroom on the floor in nothing but a sports bra, like just kind of cradling the toilet.
Poor
with
thing.
My body.
It's the worst.
No.
I have three children. My youngest at the time, Memphis, was three. And he had just been chilling in my bed watching Netflix or something. I'm like, here, just, you know, watch TV.
You're like, do anything.
Well, don't right. come in the bathroom.
I have to go be violently
yeah.
ill.
I'm like, please leave me alone. I honestly don't remember what my other kids were doing at this point. That sounds so terrible. But
no, when you're like, sick, and it's the worst. When you're sick and you're a mom and you don't get a break. Like, it's
yes.
really terrible. It's a very terrible yes. thing. And with three kids, that's rough. I mean,
yes.
I feel for you.
Yeah, same.
That is hard. You just want to be sick
also,
and taken care of.
Right. And also at this point, my husband owned a business in a different state. So he was in a different state at this point.
Oh, that's so hard.
It's awful.
So I'm alone. And
just
dying.
Sick. Oh, three kids.
Yes. And I was just so depleted already. And my three-year-old comes in and he's like, Mommy, are you okay? And I'm like, I remember like sliding in my phone on the floor and I'm like, just go away.
Yeah, like here, play with this. You're like, play with this.
He's like, okay, I'm gonna go buy a bunch on Amazon.
Which that's like, he was probably yes. so excited. Like, my son would have been overjoyed to get my phone at that point.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, I can play all the games.
Right.
I'm gonna have so
it.
Much fun. Like, this is fantastic. They're always begging for your
yes,
phone.
And so I gave him the phone, and I'm on the floor, and I'm just sweating. And I laid down because I have, it's called vasovagal syncope. So if you don't know what that is, it's like where you faint, but it's
yeah.
triggered by certain things. So when I get really sick, I faint.
Oh,
and so
my
I'm
gosh.
Trying to prevent that.
Yeah.
So I was already laying down. So I'm like in my sports bra, just covered in sweat, you know, dignity's gone at this point.
Yeah, there is none.
Yeah.
And he's in the other part of our bathroom with my phone. And at this point I feel this major diarrhea coming.
No,
and
no,
I'm like, oh my gosh. And I have no energy to get on the toilet. And I'm like, there's no way. And so I'm like, I'm either going to blow it all over the floor or I just happen to look over and I'm like, there's a trash can.
There's a trash can.
So,
there's a savior. Right
oh
there.
My God.
I'm like kind of moving my body towards the trash can and I'm grabbing it. And then I like
hair.
kind of in the background hear the FaceTime sound on my phone. But I'm like in survival mode. And I'm like, am I hallucinating that? No, you know, whatever. No. So I grab the trash can, put it over my ass.
You're inching towards the trash can with no pants on to have diarrhea. And your son is FaceTiming someone.
And you don't know who.
And you don't know who.
So I grab the trash can, and then the magma explosion just comes out.
We're crying. We are crying.
I'm crying right now. This is terrifying. And then
in the midst of this, I hear my son go, "Daddy, hi, Daddy." And he's like, "Oh, hey, bud." He's like, "What are you doing with mommy's phone?" And he's like, "Daddy, mommy's pooping in a trash can." And he's like, "Wait, what?" And he's like, "You want to see?"
No. Oh, he turned the phone around.
He turned the phone around while I'm like shitting in this trash can on the floor.
That is too much.
Wait, it gets worse.
So oh, no.
That wasn't bad enough. I wouldn't have cared if it was just my husband. But my husband is in a meeting with his employees when he answers the call. I don't know why he answered it.
He probably thought it was an emergency.
He had his phone. So he had his phone turned so that his employees could also see the phone.
No.
So they all saw me shitting in this trash can.
That
and I'm just like,
is terrible. That is terrible.
It is so bad and so
honestly
funny.
I'm so sorry for you. I'm so sorry, but it is the best. It is so funny.
I know. It may be one of the best you've ever had. It's
like, these
incredible.
Are people you've like seen in casual passing, like, oh, yeah, dinner parties or whatever. And then the next time they see you, it's like snaps to you just like, pooping in a
trash can and a sports bra naked, like with your son just filming it.
Sweating, you were like shitting in a trash can.
What did you do? I mean, and also you're so tired and so sick, like it's awful.
You can't. And also your son doesn't know. You can't yell at him.
I was holding on to that trash can and I was just screaming because there's nothing else I could do.
You're like, hang up the phone.
My husband took an abnormally long amount of time to recognize what was happening before he hung up.
Oh, no. So did he say anything, or did he just click? He just hung up. He just hung right up and was like, oh, shit.
Yes. He goes, oh, shit, and then hangs up. But the damage had been done already.
Oh, yeah, the damage is done.
I have to say.
Oh, they all saw it.
If I was in that room, though, that would have made my whole day. I'm sorry. Like, just the idea that, like, okay, we're in a business meeting, like we're talking about the latest concepts of what we need to do for the year. And then all of a sudden, boom, FaceTime, boom.
Your boss's wife
is shitting on a screaming her head off at her son to hang up. And you're just like, we're not going to do the rest of the charts.
You got to submit that to America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, it's so funny.
If only if it was recorded. It's so good.
I love that he was like, oh, shit.
It's honestly just the most incredible story.
What did your son do? Was he like, oh no, I'm sorry?
I mean, he's three.
Looking back at it, he was genuinely kind of worried about me, and I had no clue he knew how to FaceTime.
Yeah,
I learned that day.
Well,
but
look,
he called his dad
in an emergency.
I mean, to FaceTime at three is wild that he even like knew how to do
right.
that.
Yes,
I know.
And you don't think that you're like, oh, here, like go find some games on my phone, whatever.
Little like
right, never like thinking FaceTime. He'd call somebody.
I've never heard that. I've never heard a FaceTime embarrassing moment.
There
like
have
that.
To be more of those too with people who accidentally FaceTimed so like during an inappropriate time or whatever. So tell us those.
That would be a good prompt,
right?
And your hands are tied. You're literally like
you
feeling
can't do anything.
So terrible. Yeah. And you just have to get through it, and yet you're right. on FaceTime all of a sudden for no, like, not that's not your fault.
And the worst, one of the worst parts is my husband calls me later, obviously. He's like, are you
okay? So worried.
I'm like, I'm fine, like, I'll be fine. And he's like, well, did you clean out the trash can? And I'm like,
oh,
no,
my
I put the trash
God.
Can away. Are you kidding me?
He just threw the trash can in the dumpster.
Did he say what his staff like, said?
Yeah, did his staff
he's
say anything?
Like, that was a nice trash can. And I'm like,
Oh my God. You just hung up on the trash can.
You're like, take a picture. It'll last longer because I threw it away. Yeah. Oh my God. That is so funny.
That's hilarious. Thank you so much, Heather. That story was iconic.
I lived so much. That story. I was with you every step of the way. And I got to say, that's one of the funnier ones I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's so good.
Thank you so much for just saying yes to us.
In a weird way.
No, it really is. It's honestly like one of the best stories ever.
You need to be proud.
I'm so happy that you told it on here. It's yes, fantastic.
Me too.
You're going to make so many people laugh. It's so good.
I know. I'm
gonna laugh. Crying. Yay. Have an amazing rest of your day, Heather. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
So good.
Awesome. Right? That was honestly one of the funnier ones I've ever heard.
I know. I'm so happy she came
on. That was so good. Oh, Katie, you find the best ones.
It's so good.
I mean, I love hearing the people tell those stories. Only the people can tell them those stories.
Yeah.
Only the people tell
Only
them stories.
Only the people can tell them stories.
Okay. This comes. So I tried to find some Valentine's Day ones. So this one
That's
comes
cute.
From AP Lady Leanings. It's from Reddit.
Okay.
And she writes, my boyfriend at the time and I worked together, but he wasn't working that day. I got roses delivered to me at work, but with no card or anything. When I got to my car after my shift, there was a little origami animal with a sweet letter from him on my windshield. So when I got home, I called to thank him for the roses and letter. And he says, what roses?
Uh-oh.
Turns out they were from a hot customer I helped earlier that day who wanted to ask me out.
Ooh.
He turned out to be a firefighter. Yikes, that was an awkward few days. I don't know what happened. I don't know if she broke up with him or if he broke up with her.
It's always nice to get flowers.
I know.
No matter who they're from.
Right. Well, it's awkward when you call and ask your boyfriend if he sent them in, and he didn't.
And so. He didn't.
Yeah, and he just didn't think about you on that day.
Well, he did the origami thing, right?
No.
Oh, that was the guy too?
That was, I don't know. I thought it was the guy too. Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. He did the origami thing, but no flowers.
That's cute. I don't like flowers on Valentine's Day, to be honest. They're such
a
waste of money.
Like
I think
a smashed
it's so
origami
stupid.
Underneath your windshield?
Cute. I'd rather have an origami than flowers. Flowers are basic. And that's Valentine's Day.
I
and
love
like
flowers.
$8 million. I'm like, don't buy me flowers on Valentine's Day. I hate it.
I love flowers.
I'm like, don't waste money on that.
If
they die so fast.
If I could fill a whole room full of flowers, I would.
I'm like, buy me a thrift gift card.
A thrift like guitar?
A thrift gift card. Oh. I will take that. I will take a thrift
Here's
gift.
Here's a gift card from the Goodwill.
Yes. Give me something.
No,
give
a great
me some
gift,
thrifting.
Actually.
Okay, I have another story from Liv. So you remember she told us the two girls, one cup grandfather story that was so iconic early on?
Yes, yes, love her.
She has written in and told us another one. So if you haven't heard that one, you need to. It is so funny. I don't know what episode it is. So go back and listen to all of them.
Okay? Yes.
Re-listen to all of them if you've already listened. Anyway, she has another one. I would say that this one is more embarrassing for the other party.
Okay.
But here we go.
Okay, great.
Okay. I got an embarrassing story, and this is what happened to me during college thanks to an ex of mine. Just to clarify, I'm bisexual. Senior year of college, it's the start of the school year, and I reunite with my at-the-time girlfriend. We go to class, and she says to me she signed us up to model for an art class to be figure models for the freshman class so they can practice their figure drawing. I told her I don't have a problem being naked because I am a nudist, but I wish she would have consulted with me first.
Yeah. You gotta ask before.
That's only
yes.
fair to sign someone up for a class. Like
you're
anyway.
Gonna sit there naked.
Yeah. For hours, probably
for a long
or an hour
time.
At least, right? I asked when we were expected to help the art class, and she said not until Friday. So luckily I had 4 days to prepare myself. Traditionally, I have a full bush. I'm not one to shave She-Hulk, as I've nicknamed my vagina.
She-Hulk. I love it.
I'll trim her, but I won't fully shave. My girlfriend the night before class tried to convince me to let her wax She-Hulk, to which I said never been waxed before, so why should she start now? It was at this point that she pulled down her panties from her skirt and flashed me her vagina. Her wax job she'd gotten done looked like a lawnmower cut the grass, or in this case, pubic hair, the wrong way. And I asked what happened.
What?
My girlfriend told me she accidentally waxed herself while she was high the night before, and
oh
she wanted
God.
To make our pubic hair look the same for the art class.
But it looked like it was just like roughly shown.
She like jacked
sheared.
It up. Yeah. So like she fucked hers up and she was like, I'm going to fuck yours up too.
First of all,
so
the
they
idea
match.
Of waxing my own body is terrifying to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Burn myself. In
no,
one
thanks.
Second.
But the fact that she's like, yeah, let me mess yours up.
Yeah, she's like, you're sabotage. Beautiful. Your beautiful She-Hulk is my property and I'm going to ruin it.
I'm going to make it look jacked
That's
up too.
That's crazy.
I told her she's not touching She-Hulk. And if she tries anything funny, I'm not going to forgive her. The next day, we're getting ready for the art class. I was doing my makeup and my girlfriend was painting her nails red. My girlfriend and I regularly drank Gatorade at the time and we would write our initials on the caps in Sharpie. Unbeknownst to me, while she was in the kitchen, my girlfriend slipped a liquid laxative in my Gatorade. I went to the kitchen to
what
grab
the
my...
What the shit?
You know, like, literal.
Wait, record scratch. What?
Psychotic.
Okay.
I went to the kitchen to grab my Gatorade bottle and I noticed her nail polish on my Gatorade bottle top and saw it had been cracked open. I always fasten the top securely. Immediately, I felt she did something to get some kind of weird payback for me not
this
letting her
is
wax
not a healthy
me.
Relationship.
This is
just
toxic.
So you know, this is toxic.
Just this is not
you
normal.
Gotta, this is not a Valentine.
It is so toxic, right?
Yes.
So immediately, I felt she did something to get some kind of weird payback for me not letting her wax me. So I took the caps off the Gatorade bottles that had our initials on them and swapped them out while she was in the bathroom.
Shit, that is a baller move.
I know, right?
That is a really fast
That's some CSI
there.
Shit right there.
Seriously, that is, yeah. Wow.
When she came back in the kitchen, we had a little toast to show how much we love each other.
This is, the back and forth is
right?
so, it's like
manipulation.
My arm, my palm sweat. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I just gave you a laxative. Cheers, I love you.
I know, but there are people that are crazy like that. That are
well,
just
that just like, yeah, it's just
toxic and don't
power.
Want the best for you. Yeah. During our time posing.
You're going to be naked and you just took a laxative. just to yeah. remind everyone where we are.
Yes, okay. exactly. Because she was like, fuck you, you're not going to let me make
your,
vagina. Then you're going to shit yourself while you're posing. During our time posing, my girlfriend's stomach starts to make those churning noises like how Jeff Daniels' stomach started to sound in Dumb and Dumber before he had his diarrhea
attack.
Oh, that's
a great scene. Love
my
that movie.
Ex didn't even grab her robe, and instead of running to the bathroom, she ran to the nearest trash can. I'm like, oh, another trash can.
Trash
it's
can
a theme. Moves. And it sounded like fireworks, plus a few firecrackers going off. I've kept my pose and finished posing. I love that, like, she's just shitting in a corner, like,
she's
somewhere
like
in the art studio. And she's just like,
she's
la, la, la. I'm just going to keep
she's
posing.
She's, like, smelling a rose with her boobs out.
It's so funny. This image is hilarious.
This is amazing.
What are the students doing? Do they start painting, like drawing her shitting, like in a crouched position? Like they change their art really fast.
It definitely probably affected the art.
Did they draw little like poos with little steams coming
yeah,
out and little flies?
It's just brown. It's like they all start painting their baby brown. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. When the class was over, the teacher and I gave the freshman class our approval of how well they did. The freshman even gave me the drawings of me to keep. My girlfriend, however, was left mortified by her embarrassment, and when I walked over to give her her robe, I said, next time, don't touch my Gatorade, but there won't be a next time. We're through. I can't believe you wanted to embarrass me for not doing the same pubic hairstyle as you. She and I never spoke again.
Whoa! And she's like...
Dramatic exit.
She has, like, diarrhea in the bathroom. She has diarrhea in the... She has diarrhea in
the trash can.
She's got her butt. She's got completely naked. And then the girl walks up to her and is like, that's what you get. Yeah. Like they just like dumps her
yeah.
right
yeah.
there.
Well, you have to.
That I kind of want to see a movie where we follow those two through life.
I know.
Like just
well,
as a couple.
No, they're done.
It ended right there.
They were very toxic.
That is amazing.
It is a good thing they are
that
not a couple anymore.
That's too toxic for me. That's
but
too
yeah.
toxic.
At
too
least
toxic.
She got her revenge.
She got her revenge for sure. Yeah, that's there's a lot of twists and turns in there. A lot of stories. Okay, so this is from this place called Cut News, and it's Andrea. She writes, "I was 16 with purple hair, wearing my Sonic Youth T-shirt when I first laid eyes on him. He would later introduce me to Bukowski, Tom Waits, Tarantino." And Waffle House.
Nice.
Right in that order. Known for his velvet smoking jackets, pocket watches, and encyclopedic knowledge of mafia films, he was the coolest guy in school. Or so I thought. He was my first boyfriend, and I had high expectations. Valentine's Day rolled around, and of course I went all in. I made him a mixtape of love songs and a painting made from melted candle wax.
That's so cute.
It was the 90s. He handed me a little stuffed bear holding a pink heart with the word Valentine scrawled across the front and a long plastic red rose with a $1.99 price tag still attached.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh yeah, got the drugstore bear. That's a bad gift when you're in high school. That's terrible.
It's funny, like this guy has got like a classic feel to him. You'd think that he would.
That's
gift
only
her
acceptable
like a,
from like a 3-year-old. That's right. The only person that can give that gift like to their mom. Like right. That's otherwise like don't even.
And he's got such potential. Like
write a freaking poem. That would be better.
Typewrite it.
Yeah.
Write a typewriter.
Handwritten.
Do a typewriter and like burn the edges. You know
draw
what I mean?
A picture of your boo shitting in a trash can
into her bedroom window.
Shitting in a trash can. No. Draw a picture of her shitting in a trash can and draw a heart
slip
around it. And
I will Gatorade.
That's so romantic.
So I guess that was really bad. Because she writes, I later discovered the bear and rose were re-gifts. His mom was a teacher and one of her students had given it to her.
See, that checks out. That's who should give that gift.
Now that's how to crush a girl's heart. Today, each time I pass a Waffle House, I think of him. Wonder if he's sitting there in his smoker's jacket talking movies with anyone willing to listen. And I vow to never give anyone a regifted Valentine's Day gift. I bet she just blew it up. Aww. Right there.
Yeah.
But she was like, what is this? We're done.
Well, it just shows that there was zero thought put into it. Because that's what it's not about the gift. It's about the thought, the fact that you didn't put any thought into it, you know?
But also, he built himself up. He's wearing these velvet smoking jackets. He's, you know, he's like smoking fake cigars or whatever.
Yeah, but that's also like classic. He sounds like a classic narcissist too, who doesn't care enough to like actually go and buy and buy.
That's true.
You know, either you know, put some thought into something.
Right.
Yeah, because it's not about the money.
Or maybe he was like, "This is ironic. Like, I hate Valentine's Day, but I'm just gonna like give you this so that you stop badgering me about it. But that doesn't mean anything to me because every day should be Valentine's Day."
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, I think he just didn't give a shit.
Yeah, he just sucked.
Well, never.
He just sucked.
He just sucked. Okay. This last story comes from Amanda from the Cup of Joe blog, and she writes, the day after Christmas, a group of us decided to do movie night at our grandparents' house. My cousin had a ton of DVDs that she had purchased abroad. She picked one that someone had told her was a good family movie. Well, it turns out they meant the movie was a good movie about a family. It was The Squid and the Whale. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, God, yeah. It's a kid like wipes his semen on a
well,
window.
Here you go.
Oh, no.
Which is a beautiful movie, but there's a fair amount of graphic language and several scenes in which one of the young characters masturbates in public. And we were sitting there watching it with my young cousins and my extremely conservative grandpa.
That's awful. That's awful.
It's the worst feeling in the world. No one knew what to do when we realized this was not a great movie for the whole family until my grandpa got visibly disgusted during a masturbation scene and shut the whole TV off.
I mean,
then we just sat there awkwardly and silently for what was probably 30 seconds, but felt like 1 million years until someone changed the subject and we all decided to pretend it never happened. We've never spoken of this again over 10 years later.
That awful silence. 30
but
seconds.
But I think we all know. Haven't you been like in a movie with your parents or sitting and watching a movie? That's happened to me so many times. And then a crazy graphic sex scene comes on. It's so uncomfortable. And you're just like, I'm just gonna.
But the idea that like, my mom shuts it off and the lights go on and we just sit there for 30 seconds.
I know. That's crazy.
That's so embarrassing. That's awful.
It is. You're a super conservative grandpa.
Oh, God.
And young kids. Like, that's so awkward.
Yeah. That's so awkward.
It's not good.
That's terrible. That was embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
I know. It's cringy. It's so cringy.
Ugh. Hate that stuff. Well, I have one more. I did something new. Like, because remember that story from the other episode where the embarrassing story saved the girl's life?
Yeah.
Well, I just typed in like, hey,
embarrassment saved my life.
I typed in embarrassing stories that save your life. And I just wanted to see what comes up. But you know, there's a whole section.
Oh, this is an AI story?
It's an AI story.
That's so
and
funny.
I have to tell
Let's
you
it.
What
Let's
it's
Let's hear the
it
AI embarrassing story.
Hilarious.
Let's hear it.
So AI wrote, it's called The Wrong Outfit Mishap. and it writes, a woman rushing to a job interview accidentally wore a costume from a Halloween party instead of her professional attire. What? Okay, that's embarrassing right there. Like, stop AI. Good job. Okay?
How do you accidentally put on a Halloween costume?
how do you not realize you threw on a Halloween costume? Pickle. Yeah, like what?
I'm sorry, I'm a pizza slice. I know that this is... You like full take clown makeup. You're on the subway and you're freaking pizza slice and you're like, oh my God, I thought I put on a suit. I don't know what happened.
And you get there, you're like, oh no.
This is why we need real writers. Sorry, you AI.
AI is a fail. Suck.
But let's hear
so
the
then it writes, upon arriving, she realized her mistake, but as she was turning to leave, she overheard a critical conversation about a potential safety issue in the working place, which she could use her expertise to address, saving the company from a potential accident thanks to her initial embarrassment.
Wait, how? Does that even, so, that doesn't even make
sense? I flushed this out of my head. So here she is. She shows up in her, like,
pizza clown, costume.
Pizza costume. She's a pizza costume.
She's a pizza
slice. She's, like, at a job interview. She's like, oh, damn it. I got to get out of here. And so she turns around, and there's, like, a man on a ladder, like, up by the electrical, like, system, like, fixing a light bulb. And he's like, you know what? This whole place is going to blow. Like,
see, you're better than AI. And then, you've created this in your head.
So she's like, excuse me, sir. Let me get up there and check this out. I'm
in my pizza slice.
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Get up there.
I am a electrical engineer.
Like, in my pizza slice.
And so she climbs up in her pizza costume and she takes a look and she's like, look, I know how to save the company. This is what you have to do. You have to rewire this whole thing. This whole thing needs to be rewired. You can hire me.
She's an electrician.
She's an electrician.
In a pizza costume. This, yep. I think that you've nailed it. I think you fleshed it out beautifully.
Thank you. I think AI comes up with a skeleton and you just fill in
those details and you did.
I'm going to add the muscles where they need to be. Cover it with some skin.
That's our show.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.